Welcome back to the Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show. Thank you for being with us. Time for your questions, our answers. If you have a question, you can get that to us at gardentalkradio@gmail.com, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, or toll-free coast-to-coast, 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469. Holly, we had a number of questions come in this week. What do we got?
So once I removed the scapes from my garlic, do I have to dig it up once the lower sets of leaves dry up, or can I harvest it as needed?
You would want to dig it up once the lower two sets of leaves have dried up or died back, simply because if you leave it in the ground, there's rodents that can eat it. If it gets too wet, it can rot or mold in the ground. So removing it is the key to getting it out and then going and curing it so you can store it for long-term storage in your home.
Here's another question that came in.
All right.
Is, can I use needles from arborvitae trees for mulch for vegetable gardening? I have 10 arborvitae trees that shed plenty of needles. Can I use them?
Yes, they are. You can use those for mulch. You're not going to have any problem with acidity. Just like a normal spruce tree, go ahead and use them. Not a problem. Next question about pine needles. Can I substitute pine needles for coco coir husk in potting soil mix? I have a lot of the pine trees in my area. Any information would be appreciated.
So actually, no. Pine needles cannot be substituted for coco coir or coconut husk. It's just because they don't have any absorbent factors.
That's the purpose of coco coir,
yeah,
or
coconut husk.
Coconut husk or peat moss.
Yeah, it's absorbent. So pine needles, no, you can't use them for that. They're not going to have that absorbent property.
All right, here's a question about beets. My beets are all clustered together. Can I dig them out while they're growing and space them out correctly, or is that going to cause problems?
Yeah, I wouldn't dig them up. You really don't want to dig and transplant root crops, especially once they've been established. So, unfortunately, no, you're going to just have to let them grow as they are. But then next year when you grow beets, you want to thin them out, and you just simply trim.
You got to thin them out this year in order to get them to grow correctly.
If they're already growing.
Yeah, thin them out. Cut them with the scissors. Remove them so you have one every 3 to 4 inches. Like we did, and you figured out that beet greens wasn't that bad of a tasting thing. You were
eating baby beet greens.
Baby beet greens.
Not full grown.
So the what's going on there is every time you plant a beet seed, there's 4 or 5 seeds in that cluster seed. That's just the way nature has designed. So whenever you plant it, all of them grow, and then you need to cut back the weakest ones, leaving one there, not digging it out because it can damage the one that you're trying to save. And then that way you can have your beets spaced properly. You can use the baby beet greens as a salad or just eat them. And then that way it will allow you to have bulb development. If you let them all grow together, you're not going to have very much to any bulb development.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.